Pampas Plays presents Keys In, written by Paul Daly, produced by Gavin Meredith, and starring Alice Leybourne and James Seamus Bray. Episode 1.
Blimey, that's a sight for sore eyes.
Get out, Michael. I haven't finished my yoga.
Don't mind me. I'm happy to sit here and watch.
Get out, Michael. You're blocking my chakra. Now look what you made me do.
There's nothing wrong with your chakras. Phew!
Michael, you're creating negative energy.
Is that what that was? That fart? A burst of negative energy? Sorry, Dawn. I'll just sit here. None of the word. You carry on.
Chance would be a fine thing.
Dawn. Dawn. Dawn!
What?
Can we put the telly on?
I'm doing my yoga.
Yeah, but the footy's on in the minute.
Well, you'll have to wait. I haven't done my meditation yet.
God. You want to be careful there, Donnie. You could do yourself a mischief.
I'm cleansing my aura. You should try it sometime.
Yeah, I do. I cleanse my aura every night when I go to the toilet.
Oh my God.
My motto is, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And anyway, I'm as happy as I am.
You, Michael, are now what the experts call the dangerous age.
What does that mean?
Well, I read in Cosmo that men living your kind of lifestyle have a high cholesterol level and could have a heart attack at any moment.
Not me, Dawn. I look after myself. I have a healthy lifestyle. Lifestyle, me? I walk to and from the pub several times a week. I have a tot of brandy to cleanse me chakra. And I have a balanced diet, including me 5 a day, just like the doctor's ordered.
The only balancing you do is your plate on your knees when you're sitting on the sofa. And since when have you had your 5 portions of fruit and veg a day?
I do have 5 a day. Yeah, today. I had a can of Fanta orange with me brekkie, a strawberry donut for the leavens, chips for dinner, they're potatoes.
I know what a potato is, Michael. You eat enough.
And then a raspberry donut for afternoon break. And finally, an apple. 5. So there, I do have variety in my diet.
Oh my God, Michael. That must mean I've been doing it all wrong.
Yep.
Thank you for enlightening me on the secrets of a healthy lifestyle. You should write a book.
No need. I read all about it in one of your magazines.
You've been reading my magazines?
Well, I was on the bog and I found one lying there. Oh, and I couldn't find no toilet paper, so I thought, you know, this'll do. So I had to read before I, you know, flushed it.
Michael, you didn't.
Of course I didn't. It was too shiny. Them magazines, you know, pages got no friction. You know what I'm saying? Like, that saying, you wouldn't wipe my ass with it. Well, they should change that to, I couldn't wipe my ass with it. It's useless. I don't know why you left it there.
Oh, my God. My mum was right. What have I married?
Oh, right. Come on then. Teach me. Show me how to yoga.
You're doing it wrong.
Show me then.
You can't in them pants, they're too tight.
Well, that's easily sorted. I'll take them off, eh? Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. They are disgusting.
Oh, what's wrong with them? These are my lucky undies. I always wear these when I go to a match.
How come I've never seen them in the wash?
Because then they wouldn't be lucky.
Oh, God.
Hey, look, Dawn. I'm freeing me chakras.
Come away from the window. The neighbours see you, they'll call the police.
Oh, I can feel the freedom. Oh, Dawn, it feels good.
Stop it, you fool. You're laughing now, but you won't be laughing when you keel over. You'll give yourself a heart attack.
Teach me, Dawn. Enlighten me.
Are you serious?
Nevermore. Show me how it's done.
Okay. Let's start with a few simple stretches.
Oh. Oh, God, I think I've just split the difference.
Come on then, lazy arse. We've only just started. Not so easy, is it, smart arse?
Oh, no, it's easy for you. You try doing this when you've had a skinful.
Michael, you are heart attack material. You need to seriously change your lifestyle. It's time you started proper healthy living.
Yogurt and cottage cheese. No thanks.
It says in Cosmo that you can add 20 years to your life if you just eat healthily and exercise regularly.
Cosmo. It's Cosmo this and it's Vogue that. And Dawn, you can't live your life like those people in your magazines.
Hey, you, be careful with those magazines.
Dawn, this is all make-believe. None of it's real. You don't get a body like this in the real world. I mean, oh my God. There's a picture of a man's bloody doodad in this.
Is that the Cosmo with Burt Reynolds?
Oh my God, the size of that thing.
You think that's big? Turn over the page.
Bloody hell. Your mother would turn in the grave if she saw this.
Your mother lives around the corner. Last time I saw her, she was as fit as a
figure. Show her this and the shock would kill her. Oh. Oh. Imagine getting that caught in your zip. Oh.
Michael, this is what you're missing out on. This is what a Cosmo man looks like. I mean, this could be you.
So what you're saying is, I eat my five a day, and I can look like this.
Maybe not Bert, but you might lose them love handles and live a little bit longer.
I always had this dream that when I die, we'd go together.
What, like, you pop your clogs and I'm so grief-stricken I top myself in sympathy?
Something like that. I mean, it'd be hard for you living alone. I mean, you'd probably be heartbroken and, well, you'd miss me, wouldn't you?
Well, yeah, at first I'd be sad, obviously, but life has to go on. I just have to be strong and carry on and, you know, for the good of the cat. You wouldn't want Dixie to starve now, would you?
Yeah. But you'd think about it, wouldn't you? You know, imagine, like, what would life would be like without you, Michael?
Oh, yeah, plenty of times. Imagining life without my Michael. What about you? What would you do if I wasn't here?
About what?
If I should die before you, dummy.
Well, I'd be sad, you know.
You know what?
I'd miss your life.
And?
And what?
What would you do? You know? Kill yourself because you miss me so much?
Don't be daft. I couldn't do that. I've got responsibilities.
And I have
it's not like mine.
What do you mean?
No. I mean, your job's important and stuff, but, well, I've got commitments. I couldn't just top myself. You know, people rely on me.
Commitments?
Yeah, you know, paying the mortgage, all the bills, and then there's my job. You know, I'm in charge of the tea club, and, well, I'll have to be lost without the brew.
Oh, yeah. Tea club.
And then there's my season ticket. I've still got half a season left on that. And then there's the lads at the match. They'd be heartbroken if I wasn't there. So with the boys at the darts team, actually. So you see, Don, much as I'd love to go with you, a lot of people would miss me if I wasn't around.
Hang on. So what you're saying is your life is more important than mine? Is that what you're saying?
No. All I'm saying is that I've got more going on in my life than you have. It's just a fact. But I'm not saying I wouldn't do it. And if it'll make you happy, I'll top myself.
Promise? Will you put it in writing?
Oh, you're funny, Tony. But you had me there. Have you finished? Oh, can I put the telly on?
Well, I might as well have. You've well and truly brought my shot right now.
Oh, good. I'll catch the second half.
Hang on, I haven't finished yet.
Dawn!
Piss off, Michael. This is me time. It'll have to wait.
Oh, God. Do you want to go to pub after?
After what, Michael? After the footy? After you've had your tea?
Hey, if that's what you want. Or we could go for something to eat. Try somewhere different. Something exotic.
Exotic? Mm. You don't know the meaning of the word.
Yeah, I do. It means, you know, like,
meat and two veg? That's you. You haven't got an exotic bone in your body.
That's not true. I like pizza and I had a kebab once. It was the spicy one.
And you complained for a week afterwards.
So, it tasted funny. What are you doing now, love?
I'm trying to meditate.
Is that like having a little sleep? Okay. Can I have a go?
Only if you take it seriously.
I will. Honest.
All right. For a start, you're not sitting properly. You have to tuck your legs in.
Oh, blimey, that's a bit snug. I'll be soon singing soprano if I keep this up.
Now close your eyes and keep quiet.
Good.
Now begin with big, deep breaths in through the nose and out through the mouth. Do this 5 times. Now relax. Let the energy flow over you. Breathe slowly. In and out. In and out.
Dawn, I'm really liking this.
Good. Now you should be relaxed.
Oh, I am. Very relaxed.
Good. Now let's go to our happy place.
Our happy place?
Yeah. place where you feel safe and loved? Where you're most happy? Have you got a happy place, Michael?
Oh, yeah.
Now take yourself there and enjoy. Let your happy place wash all over you. Have you done that, Michael? Do you feel happy and content?
Yeah.
So, where's your happy place, Michael?
Not the match. Oh, yeah! We've just scored!
You see, that's the trouble with you, Michael. There's a whole world out there that you know nothing about. You're in your own little world, with your mates and your football and your pub. You never think about what I might want. You're happy with your life. You don't care that I might want something different. You never think
that I'm sorry, might... Dawn. All this yoga and enlightenment, this is all new to me. It takes some getting used to. You wanting to be a liberated woman and stuff, but I'll try. I'm going to listen more. I promise I'm going to. Oh. Sorry, love, we nearly scored again.
Michael, I'm bored with our life. I want something exotic. There's a world out there, a world of opportunities and experiences. It's not just in the magazines, it's real, and I'm missing out. I want some excitement, some adventure. I want to try something new, experience something different. Michael? Did you hear me? Oh, surprise, so bloody surprise. Thank you, Michael. I hope you get beat.
That's too long. No, no kebab.
You've been listening to Keys In by Paul Daly. This has been a Pampas Play production.